Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to another episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Today is part two of a special interview that I did with Calvin Evans. If you missed any of yesterday's episode, you need to go back and listen to it and catch it in its full, because Calvin, he has us rolling. His faith is spot on, but he has such a great personality. He's really a great guy. I listened to a TEDx presentation up in Wilmington, Delaware, in December of 2017 that Calvin was at, and his discussion was so good that I talked with him afterwards, and then I invited him on podcast. He agreed to it, and you need to just catch all of it. Go back and listen to yesterday's episode, episode 218. This is episode 219. Now, Calvin, he and his wife own Exodus Adventures up in North Fork Valley, Colorado. He is a businessman up there. He uses his faith to impact his community, upbring his family, and his faith is spot on. I mean, as we're going through this discussion, you'll see that. And he has given us lots and lots of value bombs. He keeps you rolling. A conversation. This had to be one of the best interviews that I had done in a long time. And you'll see his personality come through during the interview. All right, so let's get jumping right back into it. Here is part two with Calvin Evans. Tell us how you incorporate your faith into your business activities and outreaches.
Well, what's amazing about that is that within my business, I have the opportunity to talk with people that are looking for a change. So we teach classes about the importance of preparation. And when we talk about preparation, we talk about the Be Ready Compass. And we talk about four important areas of the Be Ready Compass, because obviously everyone needs a compass to get from point A to point B. Yeah. Not unless you've got like intrinsically great directional skills. Not everybody has that. So what we talked about was, how do you navigate a life that, seemingly speaking, that our world is changing, and it's changing drastically. From the time that we've grown up to now, there have been some major changes that have happened in our nation that have really affected so many people. Mm-hmm. And so in that, we just felt the call to be able to share our knowledge and things that we've learned over the years, and to be able to hopefully help teachers teach people, as well as help communities as well. So we talk about the Be Ready Compass. Your true north is your spiritual belief. That is the bedrock, rock solid foundation that everyone needs to make sure that they're clear on. Who is it they believe in, and why do they believe it? And be able to articulate it in a way that when you're challenged, that you can give a defense for your faith. Mm-hmm. So we talk about the importance of spirituality, not just because we want to be spiritual, but we're looking to help people be encouraged and finding out what's real and what's true. And the only foundation that I've ever been able to see that's been able to get me through the tough times has been Jesus Christ. I can't say that any other way. And I don't argue with people. I don't have to debate people. I just know what I know because of how he saved me through thick and thin and the things that I've had to go through. So we talk about what true north is, being spiritually fit, being emotionally fit, and understanding that when tough times come, that is going to be the foundation that people make and base their decisions on. Amen. The next thing that we go to is the eastern part of the compass, which is health and fitness. So I opened up a health business because a lot of people that I've run into over the years are usually 40 to their 50s, and they used to enjoy life. They used to go out and do things. Mm-hmm. They've had a bucket list of things that they'd like to do, like hiking or go climbing or to go kayaking or mountain biking, but they've just been out of shape. So the goal was that instead of just being in shape just to look good, that we help them to become functionally strong so that way they can live life as an adventure and go and do those things that they want to do or miss doing. Mm. So we talk about the importance of fitness, because in the event of wanting to go live life as an adventure, or if something ever came up, that they're not going to be a burden on somebody else, but they're going to be a help and a support system because they're physically fit enough to be able to deal with whatever stressors that come.
Amen.
Then from there, we go to the western slope, or the western side of the compass, which we talk about preparation in terms of, like, do you have the right gear? And the number one piece of gear that a lot of people forget about is their mind. It doesn't matter about all the gear that you have. You can have all the guns, gold, and everything else for that matter. But if you don't know how to use it, if you don't know how to think on your feet, if you don't know how to calm yourself down and not be fearful, then none of that is good. So we talk about the importance of being able to use what's around you. Make sure that you have gear. If you don't have all the gear, that's okay. That's because you have a community and you can work with others to be able to form together and support each other when tough times come. And then last but not least is the southern portion of the compass, and that's sustainability. We talk about the importance of being able to raise your own food, be able to grow your own food. And then if you're ever out in the wilderness or any place else for that matter, that you know edible plants, you know which mushrooms to touch and which not to touch, you understand about ways to be able to sustain your life, to take care of yourself and those around you instead of being a burden and thinking, I'm hoping that there's a grocery store close by. Because if there's not, what do you do?
Yeah.
So we talk about all those areas and the importance. And the center of that is, again, what is it that you believe in, that spiritual compass? And so we incorporate that within our business. I do the fitness and wellness and preparation. My wife does the massage therapy, and she also does core alignment therapy, which is an art that within the chiropractic field that is fading away, and she's trying to revive that back.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Now, you have to excuse me, but I have to go down this one just briefly. Talk about your appearance on the Discovery Channel. I know it's not every day we get to interview a bona fide TV celebrity, so to speak. So tell us about the process you went through to get your shot at Discovery Channel, what you had to go through to train for that, and how you're incorporating those things into your business today.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for asking. It was actually just a blessing, a huge blessing. We had been living in Durango for a number of years, and we needed a change. A lot of things were going on, and I was looking for work. And I wound up looking on Craigslist in London for TV and talent, and found this link about looking for people with military background for a new and up-and-coming show that would pit you against three other people, and you would have to go through three obstacles, and the last person that made it through would win a $10,000 prize. So I was thinking, well, shoot, yeah, well, I'll go ahead and apply for that. So I applied for it and immediately got a contact back. This was back in 2010, around the winter of 2010, November, December timeframe, and found out these guys were in Burbank, California, and that Michael Hawk, the man that produced Man, Woman, Wild on Discovery Channel, was going to host this new show. And so I was like, well, sure, let me do this. And so after signing a ton of paperwork and things like that, we are in 2011, and it's April after going back and forth, sending information, signing almost my life away, that they give me the call, and they say, hey, Calvin, a guy dropped out. He's not going to be able to make it for shooting for this second week of shooting. Can you fill in? And I just happened to be free for that time. And I was like, sure. So they fly me out to Burbank, California. The first 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, are filming our background, asking us questions, doing just that background information. Then Wednesday starts the actual filming of the program. So what I didn't know and realize is that while we were at the location in Burbank, California, at an abandoned army post, that they were actually building each of the different obstacles that we had to go through. And so they would ask us questions like, okay, what do you hope to see come from this? What are your fears? What are the things that you would not want to do? And so me being a smart guy saying, well, I hope that we don't have to do anything with water because I sink. I don't swim so well. And so sure enough, what is it that they come down and say? Oh, by the way, you guys are going to have to be in a 3x foot, 9 foot coffin that's going to be plexiglass. It's going to be filled with 50 degree water, and you're going to have to breathe in one end and then saw your way out of the other end. and the person that's able to get out of there the quickest wins that event. We were like, what did you just say? So the amazing thing about that is that I have a praying mom. And if there are many people that are listening to this, the one person that you know that you immediately go to when you know that your life is possibly in danger or jeopardy is usually a praying mom or a praying grandma. So my mom, I called her. I said, Mom, I can't tell you exactly what's going on, but I'm getting ready to do some crazy stuff here on the show. Can you just please pray for me and get your prayer team to pray for me? She said, will do. So after I did that, I went on and wound up completing that challenge, which was a huge blessing. I don't want to give too much away because you got to watch the show. It was so exciting.
Exactly.
Then the next thing that we get a chance to go and do is that once you pass through, we had to go over 8 feet fences. So there were 5 of them. We had to dig underneath, go over, dig underneath, go over, dig underneath. And the first one that we would have to get under was water shooting at the bottom of the fence into the dirt. So it made it mud.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And then once we got through that, then we had to carry an 80-pound pack over and under, simulating that we were escaping from a camp and had to carry somebody with us. Or survival gear. So I wound up getting past that obstacle. And then the final obstacle was that we had to hang upside down and open up 5 safes, put together Smith & Wesson, and shoot ourselves free. So if you want to find out the end of that, it was pretty exciting and exhilarating. So that's on our website to be able to watch that episode.
Amen. Amen. It sounds exciting. And I mean, when I got out of the military, I'd have been all for something like that. Nowadays, no.
Right. I hear you.
Amen. Glory to God. Let's shift gears back to your business. Exodus Adventures. Nice name. What inspired you to choose that name?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. For many years, with my wife and myself, we did Bible studies. And one of my favorite books of the Bible is the book of Exodus, just because it just represents so much of the children of Israel, God's people, and also metaphorically, God's people all over the world, that there is a time and a place where we are stuck in a certain world, and we need to be delivered out of that world. And so that was the impetus for me to talk about our life that we live today with so many changes that are happening, to be able to leave this world and go into another world. How do we prepare for that? So when I thought about Exodus, I'd seen at that time back in the early 2000s was a big deal with some of the things that were coming out.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool just to put a spin on Exodus and let it start with an X instead of an EX, start with X-O-D-U-S, and then write the tagline, prepare for the adventure of life. So the goal was not to look at life as a burden, but as an adventure. And in that, what I learned from survival school was that life is an adventure. You have no idea what a day will bring forth. You have no idea what natural disaster or man-made disaster that could happen. How do you deal with something like that? Just like as you have a relationship with a living Lord, He's not boring. I'll tell you that for sure.
Amen.
And so our lives are an adventure, and He's writing a storybook with our lives. So with that, I believe that in the days in which we live now, scriptures are coming alive. And because scriptures are coming alive, how do we as a people live and breathe and have our being? Mm-hmm. I believe that Father God has called each of us to be able to be the best version of ourselves that we can possibly be.
Amen.
Now, being able to do that, that means that we can be a support and a help for our community and support others, because times are coming where things will be more difficult than they are today. It's just been happening over and over the last number of years, how things have been changing. And so the way that we're going right now, it's just a matter of time that we're going to see things that we've been expecting in Scripture just pop out. How do we deal with those situations and scenarios?
Yeah.
Well, the business that I started was to be able to help communities, people, individuals be prepared and be the best that people that they can be. And so the business in and of itself is about helping people prepare, understanding that Father God is at work and he's speaking to his people. And the interesting thing that I got to say about this, my business is just a vehicle where I get to explain and share not only his goodness and his mercy, but it's about being able to share that, hey, Father God's given me a gift. This is what I get to share. And with this gift, my hope is that people will take the tools that we're able to teach them and be able to take it back to their communities and to be able to share these important gifts as well, because it is a ministry.
Amen. Tell us about your family.
My family. So I have a wife that I've been married to, and it'll be March 2018, 24 years.
Amen.
Met her while we were in the United States Air Force. She served as well as a Russian and Chinese linguist as well. She got out in 1995, just after our first child was born. So we had six kids, five girls, one boy. And then we stepped into doing foster care, where we had a sibling group of four. So we actually had a total of nine kids at the house at one time, which was just amazing. So my oldest is 21. My youngest is 11. So and it goes every 2 years, 21, 19, 17, 15, 13, and 11. And then the sibling group that we had, they were twin girls that were 14, and then their younger brothers, 13 and 7, respectively.
Glory to
so
God.
We've had all types of amazing adventures, had road trips to remember. We've done some adventures, and we definitely want to have more.
Now, I have to ask this, because both you and your wife speak Russian. So if there's something you want to keep from the kids, do you speak Russian to each other so they don't know what you're talking about?
Most definitely, yes. So we still do that from time to time, and it's a great opportunity for us just to be able to relax and take it easy and talk about things that they don't need to know about. So heck yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. I married a Korean woman, and we've been married December 9th. We've been together for 40 years.
And, oh, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. The my kids, you know, grew up knowing how to speak both. Now, the youngest one, not so much, but she could understand, you know, some of it. And I remember one time somebody asked my daughter, she was like 10 at the time, and they said, you know, do you speak Korean? She goes, no, not really. And she goes, do you understand your mom when she speaks Korean? She goes, I know when she's mad.
That's correct. That is correct.
So, have you and your wife like gone out to dinner or something like that, and then just spoke Russian the entire time?
You know what? That Russian is an interesting language to do that with. But the most reactions that we've received has been when we've talked Chinese. That is interesting, because when you talk Chinese, there's a huge surprise for those that speak it as native speakers. So it's a great, great opportunity to be able to say, hey, you're not the only ones on the block that know how to speak your language.
That's right.
So it's a good thing.
Amen. Amen. Well, tell us, how has your business impacted the community? What are you doing in the community to community outreach, I guess you could say?
Well, the most important thing as far as community outreach is this for me. I believe that, and I know it's a cliche, but the children are our future. And I believe that within our world, especially in the United States, that somewhere along the line we've forgotten that. We've gotten so caught up on politics and who's right and who's wrong and who's a terrible this and who's a terrible that. So much so that we are forgetting when we were growing up that there were actually leaders that cared enough about children and kids to be able to live as an example and to be able to say, hey, this is what you can aspire to. Please make sure that you study, go to school, learn, have an education, understand what you're able to do. If you want to become an entrepreneur, do that too. But leaders that really care for the youth. And it seemed like it was like a national thing for our country to do that.
Right
now, there is a sense of foreboding almost for the future of our nation. So much so that our youth feel that and don't have a lot of high hopes either. And so it kind of comes out when we see the type of entertainment that they constantly digest, whether it's social media or the things that they watch on YouTube or things like that. And so the goal for me since 1992, as I work with youth and thinking about my childhood, is how do I encourage and inspire young people? I had people in my life that inspired me just to be the best that I could be. And I can see along my life that is, even though that there were difficult times, my parents divorced, there were difficulties that happened in our lives, dealing with racism, that Father God put specific people in my life to speak important words of wisdom and insight and encouragement just at the right time when I needed it. And I believe that that's my calling in this life as well. Not just for my, not only for my kids, but for kids in general, wherever I can go. So I am a substitute teacher, substitute coach. I love working with kids. I love the community that I'm in. In fact, a lot of the community know me. Very few African Americans that are in our community, which is fine. And the opportunity that I get to do is I get to destroy myths about African American stereotypes. I get to share about the love of Jesus with people. I get to share about the importance of staying in school and how the military helped to shape me. I get to do adventure camps during the summer from time to time.
Amen.
To be able to help youth and encourage them to look at the environment and use lessons from the environment to teach character lessons that I learned at the adventure camp that I worked at in North Bay in Maryland before coming to Colorado. So the outreach that I have been doing for a number of years is working with the youth because I think it's so important. And because of that, I had the opportunity to talk at a TED Talk last week, which was a huge blessing.
Amen. How can our listeners help you achieve success in this area of outreaches?
Well, here's the biggest thing that I need right now, and that's support from communities, especially believers that see and understand the times. Not everybody understands what's going on. I'm talking to those believers that see what's going on and understand, wow, how do we deal with what's happening today? Please come to our website, talk with your family, sign up for a fitness package so that way you can help you and your family and your community get in shape and become prepared. With that, promote that, share that with others. We also have on our About Us page where you can watch the episode that I was on for One Man Army, that there's also a donation page on that as well because we live in the North Fork Valley. And the biggest thing that we need to do is get the word out. So marketing is always, always important. I have opportunities on our website to be able to get consultation for free so that way we can go over important aspects of things that we can go to be able to support you. And we have a partners page. And what's so great about the partners page is that I have specific organizations that I promote and companies that I work with because I believe that they have tools that can be of a great blessing to so many people. And I have nonprofit organizations that are on my partner page. The big thing that I'm doing right now is that for every family that signs up for a fitness package, I put a percentage into a couple of organizations that fight against human trafficking, sex trafficking all around the world.
Amen.
So I believe that's a huge problem. And what I want to do is raise awareness for people in regards to fighting against that plague.
Amen. Now, you talk about these fitness packages. Do they have to come out to Colorado to be part of that, or is it something that you can support online?
The beautiful thing about it is that since we do have online capabilities, they sign up and they can do it right from the comforts of their own home. I have videos, I have a booklet, I have all of that, and I can train anybody anywhere in the world that has a way to get online and has internet access. So that's the beauty of technology, to be able to do that and offer that type of services. And the cool thing about that is this. Any family that gets our 12-week package, they automatically go into a drawing where we're going to have a wellness retreat where we are right in our backyard in beautiful Colorado at an awesome B&B and eat farm fresh food right there from the valley. It's going to be awesome. They get to learn so many valuable lessons and important information to be able to help them and their community be prepared as we live each day as an adventure.
Amen. Amen. Kelvin, if someone wanted to reach out to you, maybe ask some questions or to do an interview such as this or to join one of your training programs, how can they do that? How can they get a hold of you? Give us your contact information.
The most important way to contact me is through our website. Our website is exodusadventures.com. That's Exodus without the E, starting with an X. X-O-D-U-S, Adventures, A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-E-S.com. That is the best way to get in touch with us. So that way it's got all of our contact information. There's a contact page there. And the cool thing about it is that it's an easy to access website. Very, very easy to use.
Amen. And I'll put all this in the show notes as well. We're all out of time. I got to thank you for coming on the program today. It's been a pleasure to interview you. The information you provide is just awesome, and I just thank you for that.
Pastor Bob, I thank you so much. And the only thing I would have to say is this. In the times in which we live, make sure that you are grounded with prayer. Make sure you have a vision. And the book that I read that gave me a vision was A White Stone by Jim Corbett. And to be prepared, meaning physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak today on your show, Pastor Bob.
Amen. Folks, the clock just, you know, Kelvin, I keep telling people I got to get this clock fixed because it seems like it runs fast.
Right.
We're all out of time. Again, I thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on. And folks, for Kelvin Evans and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Amen.